This is Radio Leinster, broadcasting on 738 kHz, MediaWave, 93 FM. We keep time by Herma. Herma Court's time is 1 o'clock midday. Time for the news with Anna Craig.
A very good afternoon. The Minister for Trade, Commerce and Tourism, Mr. Klusky, has announced that more than £10 million extra is to be made available to the hotel industry this year. He said that the Minister for Labour would be shortly announcing a new employment incentive scheme for hotels at a cost of over £1 million. Another £5 million would be provided by the Industrial Credit Company Working Capital Scheme, and a further £4 million would be put into Capital Development Scheme financed by the European Investment Bank. The search for the Ghost Executive jet, which crashed yesterday, has been called off. The West German plane was on a flight from Vienna to Hamburg and crashed into the sea 250 miles west of Stornoway. Dutch and British Air Force planes were scrambled to intercept the Lear jet, but reported no sign of life aboard. A West German traffic control spokesman said he was not aware the plane or crew were on a test flight. Another Dublin radio commercial station, Radio Sunshine, was taken off the air this morning. Meanwhile, Radio Nova resumed broadcasting, which was Radio Nova was closed down yesterday by the Department of Posts and Telegraphs. Reports from the sugar factory in Tuam say there are new moves to close the factory down, but there will be strong resistance to such a step. The employees say that whilst the plant may lose more than £1 million to remain open, it would cost over £2 million to close. There were exchanges in the door last night over the school transport system, and Deputy for Fianna Fáil, Mr. Dennis Lyons from Cork, was suspended for 3 days. His suspension was carried in a division by 65 votes to 61. The debate on the school's transport system is to resume today. In England, the Communist Party has issued its manifesto. It calls for a 35-hour week, lower holidays and retirement at 60 to help reduce the unemployment. It also backs Labour's pledge to withdraw from the EEC and the Alliance call for proportional representation. The party hopes to field 40 candidates. The West German Foreign Minister, Herr Genscher, has warned that the EEC was in danger of slipping into stagnation and slow decay. Herr Genscher, in a policy statement, appealed to the 10 member states to regain what he termed the dynamism required to retain European unity. The declaration, which is backed by the Italian government, has come up against opposition because it envisages a European Parliament with greater power. A number of member states view that this would erode the authority of their national parliaments. Herr Genscher said progress was needed urgently on the application by Spain and Portugal to join the EEC. He said this issue was closely related to the community's anxiety that it would run out of the resources required to support the common agricultural policy and to develop new political initiatives. He also said that any lasting solution to the financial problem depended on an effective check on rising agricultural costs and the dismantling of the imbalances in contributions to the EEC budget. The US Navy has announced it has plans for a new submarine designed to attack missiles carrying Soviet submarines operating on the Arctic ice cap. The chief of American Naval Operations, Admiral James Watkins, said Russian submarines under the ice cap could pose a threat to the United States after an exchange between the two superpowers. It is expected that the new submarines will be in use by the mid-1990s. Severe flooding in the northern part of Argentina has been reported as a national disaster. More than 100,000 people have been made homeless and acres of crops have been destroyed. Britain has succeeded in achieving a full debate on the request for a budget rebate from the EC before the June election. Community foreign ministers will meet next Thursday in Brussels to discuss the matter. The United States has expressed its regret that Syria is still refusing to agree to withdrawing her troops from the Lebanon. The withdrawal agreement of foreign troops appears to be at a deadlock. Syria has refused to meet with the American Special Envoy, Mr. Philip Habib. Officials say that Washington still wants talks with Damascus about the withdrawal of Syrian forces in the Lebanon. A State Department spokesman said that Syria's criticism of Mr. Philip Habib was uncalled for and unfortunate. Syria had described him as one of the most hostile American diplomats in his attitude towards the Arabs. Mr. Habib, who was involved in the signing on Tuesday of the agreement between Israel and Lebanon, went to Beirut last night for talks with President Jamal and the Prime Minister. And finally, the weather. It will remain cool today with bright sunny spells, and showers are expected this afternoon. Winds are fresh to moderate. Radio Lens News at 1:06. Our next news at 3.
This is Radio Leinster on 738 kHz, Medium Wave and 93 FM. It's 8 minutes after one on a Thursday, the 19th of May, 1983. We now go over to our Managing Director of Foreign Announcements, Justin.
Thank you very much, Al. Unfortunately, because of the present uncertainty about the continuation of Radio Leinster, because of other stations like Sunshine and Radio Nova and their equipment being confiscated, Radio Leinster's directors have decided to close the station down until further notice. We are seeking legal advice and we are applying for a license, hoping to be back on air. The one people we want to thank very much are all our listeners and, of course, all our advertisers for their support over the last 2 years. From myself and all the staff at Radio Leinster, thank you very much. We hope to be back on sometime.
You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right.
Amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others. Even the dull and ignorant, they too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself.
You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here and whether.
enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career. However humble, it is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love. For in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune. But do not distress yourself with imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe. No less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should.
Radio Lancer. Sometimes you wanna hear.